I'm delighted to say that I'm joined in the studio by two lovely ladies, Kerry Norman and Alison Mitchell from the Hospice in the Weald. Now, Kerry is the head of inpatient care at the hospice and Alison is in charge of fundraising. Ladies, welcome. It's lovely to see you.
Thank you so much for having us, Lynn.
It's nice to have you here in the studio. So, I thought to talk about the hospice itself first, if I may, Kerry. You're head of inpatient care.
Yeah.
So I don't know about hospices. And I think a lot of people don't really want to know much about hospices. It's a subject that people really try to not think too much about. But it's such an important thing to know about. So can you dispel some myths? Can we talk about the hospice in the Weald? First of all, is it just one location?
So we have two locations. We have one in East Sussex and we also have one here in West Kent in Pembury. So we cover two sites. But you're absolutely right. Most people don't want to talk about hospices because they are frightened and they think that they are places of real sadness and everybody's crying all the time and it's all a bit sad. And I think the first thing that I'd really like to say is that's absolutely not true. They are places of real joy, and I know that sounds a bit bonkers, but actually it's really true. You know, when you walk over the threshold, nothing bad's going to happen to you, and actually lots of people are just really grateful to be there because we are so lucky at the hospice, thanks to lots and lots of very kind people who fundraise and donate to us. So if anybody who's listening to West Kent Radio has ever donated or gone to one of our rents, thank you so much. But because of you, we are able to really offer a special time for patients and their families at the hospice. We have that. We have the ability to be able to go the extra mile, to be able to really, really get to know our patients and to make, and I know this is the name of our fundraising, but to make every moment count. And we go the extra mile. We do amazing things. We organise weddings, for example, on the wards, both at Cottage Hospice and at our site at Pembury. We've had patients who just wanted to get married and we've managed to do that, and it's been amazing how we have been able to reach out into the local community, and people will donate wedding cakes, people will waive their fee for all sorts of other bits and pieces, florists will donate amazing flowers, you know, and we've been able to do those kind of things, which is really special.
Is it just inpatient care at the hospice?
No, it's not. I mean, we have our inpatient beds, obviously, where patients come in.
How many beds are there?
So we have 15 over at Pembury, and we have 8 at Cottage Hospice.
Okay.
We bring patients into those beds, two reasons. One, because that's where people want to be when they're at the end of their lives, and that's where they've chosen that they want to die. And the other reason is when we have patients who we're sort of struggling with, they might be having quite a lot of symptoms because of their underlying disease, and we bring them into the hospice and we get things sorted out and we send them home again. So those are the reasons we bring people into the hospice. We also have a living well service where patients and their families can come in and take part in crafts and activities. They can see physios and therapists. And when I say therapists, that's also complementary therapists. So you can come to the hospice and have a massage. I mean, who knew? And that's lovely for families. And it's also for, it's not just patients. We look after families as well, which is really important, because if you have someone within your family who's got a terminal illness, that affects everybody. Mm. And everybody needs a bit of support. So,
and when you say support, is there counselling support?
Absolutely. So yes, we have a counselling service for families and patients. So we have that. We also have our fundraising department. We have, we've talked about counselling, we've talked about living well, and we have physios, we have OTs, so patients can come and see those as well. Mm. So yeah, it's the full package.
Mm,
and it's not, sorry Lynn, it's not just, we're not just there for people at the end of their lives. So patients can refer themselves in. So we don't need a referral from your GP or from your hospital consultant. You can refer yourself.
That's what I was going to ask you. How do people access this wonderful
service? You can ring up and you can refer yourself. You can refer yourself via our website. Again, you could ask your GP or a health practitioner to refer you, or your family can refer you. So if you've got somebody who has recently been diagnosed with a life-limiting illness and you're feeling it all at sea, which you will be, then phone us and we will help you right from the start.
It's wonderful. And is the service free?
Absolutely free.
It's amazing.
Which is amazing. We are so lucky.
We are. We're so lucky. It's such an important service, isn't
it? It's a hugely important service. And I think, you know, you're right. People think that it's scary and it's and we don't want to talk about it. Mm. And we are, you know, I think sometimes as Brits as well, we don't sort of talk about those kind of things. Mm. We're just all going to be very quiet about it.
And to maintain and run that service, fundraising. You don't get much help from the government. You have to support yourselves mostly. We're going to talk about some fundraising next. I think we'll take a short break. We'll have some music. And then, Alison, we're going to chat to you about the fundraising and how you... well, you've got something great coming up, haven't you, Alison?
Excellent. Yeah, yeah. I look forward to telling you about that.
Okay, we'll hear all about that. We're going to hear from Robert Plant. You're a big fan, aren't you, Kerry?
Absolutely adore Robert Plant.
You've just seen him at the Assembly Hall.
I have seen him at the Assembly Hall. It was absolutely amazing. Yeah, he... I mean, considering his you know, he's not young... But considering his age, he was amazing.
Gives us all hope, doesn't it? Let's hear it. You're listening to West Kent Radio. With me, Lynn Briggs. And I'm joined by Kerry Norman and Alison Mitchell from the Hospice in the Wheels. And that was Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. So, ladies... We were talking before we went to hear Robert about the hospice itself. Kerry, one thing you did want to mention was the community service.
Absolutely. I'm so sorry, Lynn. I was so excited about the upcoming Robert Plant thing that I completely forgot to talk about my colleagues working within hospice outreach. So our hospice outreach team are a group of nurses, doctors, therapists who will go out and see patients in their own homes and to troubleshoot problems, to work out plans of care, and they're a massively important part of our service at the hospice. So I'm sorry I forgot to mention.
No, fabulous.
But yeah, so that's
I'm glad you thought to mention it. Thank you. So Alison, you're the fundraising manager?
Director.
Okay, lovely. It's a huge task.
It is. I mean, all those amazing services that we provide, they're fantastic, and it's wonderful that we can provide those to people in this community for free. But they do cost a lot.
Mm. And you don't get much help from the government.
So we need £8 million per year to continue to provide this free care and support for people with terminal illnesses and their families. But the costs are increasing as well. And we receive just 14% of that from the government. Mm. So we are totally reliant on our charity shops. We've got one just down the road here in Southborough. And also our fundraising events that we hold across the year, and also generous supporters that donate to be able to carry on providing a service. Mm. So we're always looking for new ways to kind of boost that income.
And you've come up with a new way.
Yes.
Tell me about the campaign.
Well, so it's the first time we've done something like this. We're launching a campaign. It's called Every Moment Counts, linking into the fact that we're obviously there for every moment of patients and families that come and seek our services. Our aim is to raise £400,000 in just 36 hours.
Wow.
So we do need the help of West Kent Radio listeners and also the whole community. The real incentive for people and listeners to give during this Every Moment Counts campaign is that from the time period of the campaign, which starts at 9 a.m. this coming Sunday and lasts until 9 p.m. on Monday evening, during that period, every pound that is donated will be doubled. That's thanks to some very generous supporters who have agreed for their donations to be match funded.
Wow.
So we're really, really pleased. That means basically if someone was to donate £10 during that particular 36-hour window, it's actually worth £20. So we're really encouraging everyone to go out there, to talk to their friends and family, to put a reminder on their phone in the diary to kind of come back to us.
So just remind us again then, the date and the time that this actually starts.
So yes, so we'd like to put a reminder in your diary and your phone to come back onto our website at 9 o'clock on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 7th of April. And you can donate through our website, which is hospiceinthewheels.org.uk. Or you can call us if that suits you better. We'll have people working all weekend to take any calls. And the number is 01892 820 500. That's 01892 820 500.
And people are going to be manning the lines.
We'll be there.
Are you going to be
myself
there?
Yeah, I'm doing a stint in the evening.
Good for you.
And we'll be there to take the calls. But yeah, obviously the you know, simple way would also be to go to the website and log in through there. There'll be a homepage on our website from today, but we need you to come back on at 9 o'clock on Sunday for it to basically be worth double the donations. And it would be really amazing, because £400,000 is a lot of money, but it does an awful lot for us as well. It would potentially fund 12 hospice nurses over the year, and those nurses will care for and support hundreds of patients in this area. So we really, really hope that people will also talk to their friends about it. So perhaps once they've been on and donated £10, they can perhaps mention it to their neighbour, to their friend, to their family, and see if everyone would be willing to do it, especially this weekend for us.
Oh, well, good luck with that. It's an amazing challenge, isn't it? We need to know how you get on with
yes,
it as well.
Yes, we'd
please
love
tell
to
us.
Come back.
Please do. So that's that big campaign that's about to happen. Other events, what else is happening?
So your listeners may well be familiar with some of our events that are happening most years, and actually are happening again this year. So the kind of next kind of key ones that are coming up, we've got our Open Gardens event, which is a beautiful event that opens from May to September. We've got 28 private gardens that are opening up for us and helping raise money for us. You can go and walk around a country garden, a cottage garden, or a manor garden, and also coolings.
Do you pay for that, or do you have to donate?
No, you can go for free, and we hope that people will donate after visiting these gardens. You know, members of the public have kindly opened up their gardens for us. So it's a really lovely opportunity to see these beautiful sights. And also Coolings Nursery in Knockholt, they're going to be doing a behind-the-scenes tour with cream tea.
Ooh,
and that's
nice.
On the 3rd of May, and you can go on our website for details on that. Mm-hmm. And then in June, we've got our Moonlight Walk in Sevenoaks.
Oh, wow.
Which is a fantastic event.
So I've always meant to do that.
Oh,
I
do come along.
Do you've it got this a, year. Yes, I
yeah,
should.
You've got a variety of different distances. We've got a 13-mile route. We've got a 4-mile walk. Or we've got an 8-mile one. It all goes through Knoll Park and the town of Sevenoaks.
And is it it's night time?
It starts, in the evening, early evening, and it goes right through into the midnight. You'll finish with a glass of bubbly, we'll be there to greet you with a smile.
It's
a great camaraderie.
Well, everyone has torches, or is it well lit?
Torches, all sorts.
In the countryside. And you just hope it doesn't rain.
Well, we can do it in all weathers. I've not done it because this is my first year working at hospice, but I'm definitely going to be doing it.
Have you done it, Kerry?
No, I haven't actually.
Well, I think the three of us need to do it this year.
Excellent.
Brilliant. Lots going on. This is all on your website. Hopefully.
All on our website, yes. Yeah. So hospiceintheweald.org.uk.
All right.
You'll be able to find information about Every Moment Counts there, but also we have an events section of the website, where you can find out about all sorts of things that you can take part in, these events that we organise, but also opportunities to take part in treks, walks, challenges, come and do the marathon for us, all sorts of other events as well. I've got the hospice run as well in Tunbridge Wells in September, which people can sign up for.
I'm not up for the running. I used to run. I did the couch to 5K. I thought, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And I got to running without stopping for about 30. I thought, 30 minutes,
brilliant.
It. But then I had a stress fracture on my foot and I couldn't walk for 3 months. So, and then I was so unfit again. I thought, I'm not doing that again. I'm far too old for running around. I don't know.
Well, there is a 5K distance.
Is
we've got
there?
A 5K, 10K, and we've got a family run as well. So, and a half marathon.
Oh.
Obviously not the half marathon based on the injury you said. But the 5K, you might be able to do that. And you don't have to run it.
I could hobble.
You can do it at your own pace. But we've only got 1,000 spaces for that one. So people do need to sign up quickly if they want to take part on the 15th of September in Tunbridge Wells.
So much going on. So much happening.
And I think with our website as well, one of the things I wanted to point out about the website, there is a huge amount of information on there for prospective patients and families. So if you or your family, anybody that you know, a friend or a neighbour that you think may benefit from our care, which is second to none, I promise you, at the hospice, then please do get in touch with us. Our phones are available 24 hours a day. You can talk to somebody, and the number is 01892 820 500.
Brilliant. That's a great way to end the interview. Ladies, It's fabulous to see you. Lovely to meet
you
both.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with everything, the wonderful service that you provide there at Hospice in the Weald. So for now, Kerry Norman, Alison Mitchell, thank you ladies for coming in.
Thank you.
And do keep in touch, keep us posted.
We will.
Good luck with it all. Thanks.
Thank you.